Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Oh, Dr. Mixon, I bet you enjoyed as much as I did this morning and watching the sun come up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was almost distracted. It's like, oh, got to get it in gear. But it was gorgeous. So beautiful.
It was. Although I did my little good deed this morning. I was out on the trail and almost stepped on a little baby garter snake that was out in the middle of the gravel trail that I was running on.
And those are cute.
And he was. Yeah, he's maybe 8 inches long, tiny little thing. So I kept scooting him over to the grass to get him out of the path where nobody, bicycles wouldn't run over him or something.
Yes.
And he kept trying to threaten my great big shoe and his tiny, tiny little...
his little tiny body.
That's right. But
anyway. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but my guy got him over in the grass. He's fine now.
All right, good. Very good. You know, in 10 more years, when you're walking that trail, you know he's going to come back much bigger, and he'll remember you.
That's right. Yes.
That's one of Aesop's fables or something,
I think.
Like
that.
That was maybe a lion and a mouse or something, but same thing.
Maybe.
A doctor and a garter snake. Well, wonderful Dr. Mixon in the studio this morning. Dr. Samira, you put her on a plane and sent her somewhere.
Well, actually, she got on by herself.
Okay.
Yes, I paid for the ticket anyway. I was going to go to a meeting this weekend that was Wednesday through today, but I got too busy.
Okay.
I'm just totally swamped. I got too many things. I'm running hard, and so I sent her in my place.
Okay.
So I'm expecting a full report when she gets back. So
wonderful.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff, but anyway.
That's the thing with medicine and doctors, and especially, I mean, just the last couple of years when I've worked with both of you, there are always things that you are learning and going to and how to find out or what this new thing is or how to better deal with this.
And they usually video these things and put them on DVDs.
Okay.
And so I always have, when I send one of my docs, I have them buy the DVDs so they can bring it back and then all the docs can see it.
Oh, very good.
So, yeah.
Very good. Anything specific that this particular conference is dealing with that Dr. Umeb is going to?
There's several things.
Is it aging related?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But this whole meeting is put on by the Age Management Society, and so it's for about people getting older and what we can do to make them stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and, of course, happier in the
Very
process.
Good. Which is why you're here every single Saturday taking calls, talking with folks, and encouraging them. Let me give the phone number real quick. 800-465-8770. Live in the studio today to talk with Dr. Mixon. You can be one of the first ones on the line. 800-465-8770.
And as for the medical news, for some reason, COVID is in all the research this week. And even though the epidemic is over and it's really not much of a problem, I think what happened was all the research that got funded back when it was a pandemic is finally getting published. So we're getting this gigantic surge of research papers on COVID after it's all over.
Wow. Okay.
But, yeah. And, most of them are not very exciting. Once more, they're saying that people that engage in regular, moderate to vigorous exercise don't get as sick as people that are sedentary. Well,
okay.
Big duh.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you get a much more robust immune system. Interestingly, though, they also those people who are more physically active get infected more often.
Oh, because you're out and about seeing people.
Because you're out and about, or they're in the gym and they're working out, and there's more droplets being sprayed in the air as everybody is gasping and panting, and and so they're actually spreading more of the virus.
Mm.
But the people that they are around, because there are other people that are also exercising, while they may get infected a little more often, they get a lot less sick. So,
And if they do get sick, they're probably going to bounce back quicker, too, if they're more active.
Yes. And let's see what the original vaccines that we all were, pushed into getting are no longer approved.
Wow. But, all three of them?
But now it's the bivalent vaccine.
Okay, bivalent.
So only the bivalent, only the one that gets more than one variant is now approved.
Bivalent, that's what that means. Yeah.
So the older ones are no longer, but the ones that get at least two of the the variants of the disease are now the only thing available out there.
All right. So somebody listening going, well, does that mean that I had it and it wasn't good? Well, it was good for that variant, right?
It was
at the time.
It was, well, it was the best we had at
what
the time.
We had. Okay.
And, but now they got them that cover multiple variants, and that's, going to provide you better protection if you are in that high risk, overweight, cancer sufferer who's getting radiation and chemo to suppress your immune system. And so, you probably need it. The rest of us, if you're of normal weight and physically active, it's a non-event. Basically get a cold.
And there you go. Just a cold.
Yeah. So I'm not overly concerned about it, and I have not had my bivalent vaccines, and I probably won't unless the virus changes its characteristics to a much more dangerous form.
Very good. Okay. So do you think we'll get a break from scaring the public?
Oh, no.
The government up with something else?
They just have to find something else to scare us with. I mean, the whole thing is control. Mm. To govern means to control. Government is an organization designed to control what you do and don't do. And, the founding fathers knew that, and they did everything they could to rein in the power of the central government. Mm. But as politicians are, they do everything they can to get around the restrictions of the Constitution and just aggrandize their own power. That's human nature. It has nothing to do with a political party. People that seek public office want to have as much power as they can. That's just the way people are made.
Okay.
And, if you want to be a free man, you have to push back.
All right.
So
we're just having to push back a little harder these days, maybe.
Unfortunately, I think most people are. Let's face it, most human beings are cowards. They will follow the herd, and they don't really want to push back.
They don't want to make ripples.
That's right.
Except on Facebook, where they can be anonymous and attack their keyboard.
Yes. Well, in which case, they let out all their aggressions and say lots of nasty things about anybody who disagrees with them because they're anonymous and, no one can punch them in the mouth.
There you go. Yes.
You don't do that in person. Yeah, I observed some time back, back in the 1700s, 1800s, when essentially every male on the planet was armed. Everybody had a knife and or a sword and or a pistol. It was a very polite society.
Mm.
Somehow, when the guy you're talking to is armed, you tend to talk to him much more politely.
Yes, and respectfully.
Yes, but if you're online and you're never going to meet him and there's nothing they can do.
You don't respect anybody.
No, and then you become a real jerk.
Mm.
So I think we've become a society of jerks as a result of the anonymity afforded by a digital life.
That's true. Yeah. Seen it a lot. All right. Well, are you ready to take our first call, Dr. Mixon?
Let's do it to it.
Let's do it. And if you would like to get through right away, here is that number to call, 800-465-8770. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and we want to talk with you. Today, we're going to start off in beautiful Camano Island. Oh, boy. Patrick is on the line. Hi, Patrick. Did you see that sunrise this morning?
Yes, I did. It was beautiful.
Oh,
yes. Absolutely.
Just gorgeous.
How can we help you today, Patrick?
Well, I've been a patient for with Dr. Cho for, I don't know, 12 to 15 years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Armstrong for 3 years, I think. But anyway, bullous pemphigoid.
Oh, bullous pemphigoid.
Wow, that's a big word. Okay, so what is that, first of all?
Bullous pemphigoid, it's an autoimmune disease.
Okay.
In which you are actually making antibodies to attack the deeper layers of your skin.
Uh-huh.
And so you get these great big nasty blisters, fluid-filled sacs, and they usually happen in the flexor surfaces of the skin, elbows, knees, armpits, creases in the groin, and so on. But they can occur anywhere, depending on how bad the disease is. So what?
I had it in my right leg for about 5 years, and then it cleared up, and then it went over to my left leg, and it goes alternates there from there to my right arm, back and
forth.
See. And I have had it in my mouth before, but thank God I haven't had it there for a long time.
Well, good. Yeah, because that's one of the most distressing is when that mucous membrane gets inflamed.
Hmm.
Well, and what are they doing for you besides topical steroids?
That's about all it. I've been to so many doctors with it, and I went to 7 different doctors before one diagnosed what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried all kinds of things. I went to the wound clinic up in Arlington for 2 months, and they didn't even know what it was.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Well, it's not, strictly speaking, a wound, so I guess that's they're used to, surgical traumas and that sort of thing. It's a reasonably rare disease, about, 1 in 500 and some odd people, but it's usually relatively transient, but there are people that have a lifelong problem with it. There are now some immunomodulating diseases or drugs that will help decrease the severity of the immune response. The downside being that those, while they will decrease your risk of getting the flares with the big ugly blisters, they also raise your risk of a variety of cancers and interfere with your ability to fight infections because they're damping down your immune response. So it's a trade-off. You have to want to get rid of the blisters bad enough to raise your risk of both cancers and other infections.
Yeah. Okay. I have one other question, if it's okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I had prostate seeding about, 15, 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And for the last few years, I'm getting a scar tissue in the urethra.
Oh, rats.
I had to go in several times and have it ream it out. I've been in the hospital. They lasered it and everything. And it keeps coming back. Is there anything to do to keep it from coming back?
Yes, there is. I wish I could remember the name of it. There is a drug-eluting stent. It basically, they put the stent in. It has a balloon that they inflate that basically cracks that scar tissue. But let me try and explain to the people what's happening to you, though. When they did your radiation and or surgical procedures, either one, you get scar tissue laid down in that rather small tube, the urethra, that runs from the bladder down the penis to the outside. And that scar can basically scar it down and narrow the channel and make it very difficult to urinate and can even obstruct. And so they can go in and cut out the scar, but when you cut out one scar, you just make another scar. And so it's kind of a self-defeating process. So they've now got this balloon they can put in there that expands, and by expanding, it will basically fracture the scar tissue, break it into a lot of little channels. And the balloon, or there's a stent that they leave in after they pull the balloon out, and the stent has medication in it to decrease the ability to make the fibrin that forms the scar.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. And so the idea being that They can break it up with a balloon, then the stent will hold it open for a while, and while it's holding it open, it's releasing drug directly into that damaged scar tissue to prevent it from scarring as much next time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to see my urologist about every 4 to 6 months, so I'm going to mention this to him next time.
Yeah, tell him, here's the phrase to use, it's a drug-eluting stent for urethral stricture, okay?
Drug-eluting,
in other words, it's got the drug impregnated in the fabric, and so it actually releases it into the stent over time, or into the tissue over time. So it'll be putting the drug right where it's needed for several months until it's all exhausted, okay? And I wish I could remember the name, but, you know, this is not in my field. I'm the aging doctor. This is just one of those things I ran across in my general reading. So I have forgotten the brand name, but if you talk to your urologist, it's his field. If he doesn't know it, he'll look it up real fast.
There you go.
Yes.
All right.
Dr. Cho suggested Cialis for my...
That will relax the smooth muscle and allows people mm-hmm. to urinate more often. But if you've got that scar tissue, if this is a stricture caused by scarring down, the Cialis can't make the scar relax. It just relaxes the muscle.
Okay, very good.
Okay,
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. Take care, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Patrick. We are going to take a quick break, and we're back with your calls. Phone lines are wide open for you if you'd like to be one of the first on the show today. Dr. Mixon has had his tea. He is ready for you at 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark.
Good morning. We're back. Leading Edge Medicine here on this gorgeous Saturday morning in the Pacific Northwest. Dr. Jerry Mixon at the microphone answering your questions today. Dr. Umat is off.
She is
in a tropical, hot place with lots of humid. And
she's in Miami.
There you go. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, well, it's going to be in the 80s here today.
Oh, beautiful.
And then tomorrow it cools off into the 60s again.
Oh, yes. I will be hanging baskets.
Summer will be 3 days long this year.
There you go. So get ready for it and enjoy it. And yes.
It's over tomorrow.
I know. Yeah. Get those hanging baskets up and give them some water. All right. We are traveling to Lakewood right now, taking your calls for Leading Edge Medicine. We're at 800-465-8770, which is exactly what Shelly dialed. Hi there, Shelly. Good morning.
Hello, Shelly. How can we help?
Good morning. So I have a question. I have been taking Relief Factor for a couple of years. And I've actually found it really helpful. I started running a couple of years ago, and it really helps my muscles recover.
Good. That's what it's for.
I feel like it was really helpful. But unfortunately, my last physical, my liver enzymes became elevated. And my doctor advised me to stop taking any supplements. Mm-hmm. And since I've stopped taking the Relief Factor, my liver enzymes have returned to normal. So okay. I was just wondering, I'm trying to understand the connection there, or if there is one.
Well, I guess there may be, although Relief Factor is pretty benign. It's omega-3s, which is from distilled fish oil. It is curcumin, which is found in curries, turmeric, the resveratrol, but that's in vegetable skins and grape skins and seeds, and icarin. None of those are especially hepatotoxic, at least not at anywhere near normal doses. So I'm not quite sure why you would elevate your liver enzymes. Have they done any viral studies to see if you may have had a little viral attack?
Actually, she did. And I don't have any, hepatitis
A, B, or C. All right. That's
correct.
Good.
Correct.
Yeah. Good. Because that's always my first thought when I see elevated liver enzymes, is this person been assaulted by a virus of some sort? All right. Well, you know, the fact is that there are several hundred thousand people using that product every month. And so, you know, there's going to be somebody somewhere that's going to have an issue with it. That's Dr. Mixon's first rule of medicine. Anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt.
It's
just this one is a pretty low toxicity level. So I'm not quite sure what's going on.
Yeah, and I was only taking it once a day in the evening. But I had heard other places. I did some of my own research on it and had heard of instances where the turmeric would cause elevated liver enzymes in some people.
Yeah, and so it's always possible.
No, if I was maybe I'm just one of those people then.
You might be. You might be. Yeah, no, I understand. Yes. Well, especially when you find something that gets rid of your pain, you know, you'd like to stay on it if you can. Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest then. Since our best bet is that it is probably the turmeric, I would say use omega-3s, use a high-dose omega-3. We have one that we call Optimal Omega. That's a very concentrated omega-3. And use the resveratrol, those two. Okay. It's hard to find Icarin. That's about the only place I know that you can buy Icarin by itself is the convenience stores, at the gas stations. They sell Icarin at the counter as an aphrodisiac. because Icarin is extracted from a compound called horny goat weed.
And if
horny goat weed is not an aphrodisiac, it should be just based on the name.
Just on the name. Icarin.
And it actually does increase libido in some people. But I put it in not because of that. I put that in the product because it's also a stem cell activator and helps you to heal more effectively when you've traumatized yourself. So I've got the omegas, the resveratrol, and the curcumin to decrease the inflammation and the Icarin to help you heal and repair. And then, you know, if it happened to increase your libido at the same time, as side effects go, that's an okay one with me. So
my husband's smiling. He's listening to this phone call.
And that's awesome. Yeah, way better than cramps and a stomach and nausea pain, right?
But you can, you know, we have a capsule that is just resveratrol, and of course we have the omega-3s. The downside is, of course, you're having now to buy two separate products and put them together. But at least it would get rid of the turmeric and let you find out if indeed those two relieve your pain without giving you the liver enzyme elevation.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea that I can definitely try, and I can look at the convenience stores too to see if they have the Icarin.
Right. Yeah, the Icarin, they charge a lot because, you know, they're selling it to young men that are already spend their whole life horny, and for some reason, too much is never quite enough for a young man.
Oh boy.
So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call,
thank
you lady.
So much. I appreciate your input. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Shelley. Enjoy your day. Hey, it's 825 Leading Edge Medicine. You, too, can call us at 800-465-8770. We're headed to Shelton right now. We have Paul on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing just fine. A little few aches and pains from all that activity I did yesterday outside. But
what did you do?
What did you do? Tell us about something fun.
I was feeding a chipper, and with all the storm debris that had come down the previous winter here, and using my electric chainsaw, and you know,
Whoa!
All right.
Were you wearing plaid at the time, Paul? Wearing the plaid shirt?
No.
Okay.
No. But I had electric chainsaw, so.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Didn't make as much noise as Lynette.
Yes. So. I just like making sound effects.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay,
so
Paul.
How can we help you today, sir? What's going on?
Well, two things. One, a communication issue with the Kirkland office, and the other is a berberine. So first, the communication issue is I called up a couple weeks ago and wanted to find out how I can get a copy of a lab that I did a couple years ago with doctor's data to Dr. Pentland. And so they gave me an email address, but I'm kind of reluctant to use it because it starts out contact us at.
Yes.
And that's usually not a secure site.
Okay. Well, what happens when, email that comes in from contact us goes to my support staff that then break it down to say who should it go to. Things that are medical questions come to me or one of the doctors. Things that are administrative go to the administrative support staff. Things that are financial go to the finance people, etc. So we've come up with one email that then can be fractionated and sent out rather than coming up with five or six different emails.
Okay. So it's okay to use that then.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. I get emails routed to me through Contact Us on a regular basis if they're complex medical things. So.
Okay. I will do that then. About berberine. Usually about once a year I do the Lifeline study where they do the Doppler.
Yes.
Of your carotid arteries and your ankles and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my left ventricle's a little mild, they call it mild, out of clacking.
Okay.
And recently I came upon, was alerted about this study about berberine. It was a small study of 21 people back, published in Nature and July 7th, 2022, berberine treats atherosclerosis via vitamin-like effect, down-regulating choline-TMA-TMAO production pathway in gut bacteria. And what they had, the 21 patients with atherosclerosis exhibited the average decrease of plaque score by 3.2% after oral berberine for 4 months, whereas the plaque score in patients treated with rosuvastatin plus aspirin plus a couple other things increased by 1.9%. So are you aware of the study? And
yes, I am.
What do you think?
Well, you know, we use berberine a lot in our clinic. It is a good anti-inflammatory. It alters your glucose metabolism so that you don't need as much insulin. So we use it to help treat some of our insulin resistant patients. It is almost as good at metformin at lowering blood sugar in some people. Now that's a genetic trait though. Some people are totally insensitive to berberine. Other people get a very good response. But it alters your gut flora, and it alters some of the inflammatory peptides and cytokines produced by some of your gut bacteria. And that's what they're ascribing the improved plaque score. But, you know, a reduction in only 4 months is a pretty significant change.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so how much of that is due to the anti-inflammatory effect? How much is due to the fibrin effect of the berberine? I'm not sure. But berberine is a very nice supplement, and, you know, we use it on a whole lot of people.
Well, okay. Well, I could talk to Dr. Pentland about that. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because Ken Pentland is our gut specialist. This is a very special interest of his.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes. Okay. Yep. That's why I wanted to go to him.
Okay. Super.
Opportunity. Okay.
All right. Well, now, so you use that chainsaw with safety, my friend. Don't get hurt.
Wear the goggles.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you so much, Paul. Hey, this is Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. We're going to take a quick break here, then back with Dorothy and Robert and their calls and hopefully some good answers and information. Stay right there.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question I'd like to know.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine.
Of course, I always have an urge when this young man is singing about his lover's question.
Yes.
He's asking the wrong questions.
Does she love me? It's like
the question is, do you love her?
Ah.
You know, if you love her with all your heart, if you let her know that she is loved and cherished and cared for, the rest will take care of itself.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Dr. Romance
here.
You
have to give love to get love.
That's
right. Quit worrying. And if, you know, if you're in a tentative relationship, when you're worried about does she love me as she pretends?
Ooh.
If you think she's pretending, guy, you got a real problem.
Yeah, run.
That's right.
You know why. If you've got those questions now. There you go. Dr. Mixon, also a doctor of romance. We get those nice little tidbits in
those
here
little
occasionally.
Tidbits. Yeah. That's right. Well,
something
you know.
To think about. I love that.
Yeah, I can't help it. I am so totally enamored with Bandine. That,
yes, you
know,
are.
So.
We love that. That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yep. All right. So let's
all
go.
Right.
Who's next on the
Okay.
On
those
the
phone
agenda?
Lines are lit up right now. And if you have a question to get through, you can. Phone lines, we do have room for you at 800-465-8770. Federal Way is where our next caller is from. Dorothy is on the line.
Hello, Dorothy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My
How are you today?
Doing very well. But I'm calling not for myself.
Uh-huh.
But instead for my neighbor, she is, I think, 73 years old and is in severe pain as far as her back is concerned. And she's had multiple MRIs. She's had multiple injections, I think, probably of cortisone. But she didn't, when I talked to her yesterday, she didn't say specifically what the injections were. And she went to another physician, and they said, we cannot do any kind of surgery. We really cannot do anything for you. And I suggested acupuncture, and she doesn't want to do that. But I said, what did they see on the MRI? And she said the muscle that runs parallel to the spine is the largest muscle in the body, and she said the name of it starts with M, has atrophied. And so they can't do surgery, and she can't lay down. She can't stand up for a period of time, and she's just in rough shape. Do you think that Dr. Dan Nelson with stem cell therapy would be a reasonable next step for her to go?
I think having her MRIs sent to Dan and let him evaluate them would be a good first step. You know, when I hear muscular atrophy, there's a limited number of things that cause those muscles to atrophy. But let me describe a little bit about what's normally happened and what often happens with aging. Okay. Those paravertebral muscles, those great big bands of muscle that run up and down your spine, if you've ever looked at your back, you notice how the back comes out and then it dips in right in the center where the vertebral bodies, and then it comes about out again. Those areas that are pulching out are because you've got those great big powerful muscles running up and down your back. And normally what happens is the vertebra, the bones that make up the spine, are floating in that muscle. And that muscle holds them and supports them when we're young and strong. And as we age, as those muscles weaken, those vertebral bodies start to move closer and closer together, and they start pounding on those discs every time you take a step or climb. And so those muscles provide a very, very important function in avoiding the damage to our intervertebral discs and the nerves that come out of the spinal processes, or out of between the spinal processes. So those muscles are very, very important. And there's a couple of things can happen. Obviously, you can get a neurologic injury in which the nerves that innervate the muscles have been damaged, in which case the muscles will atrophy from lack of nerve innervation. But you can also just get them from what we call sarcopenia, aging, in which your hormone balances have changed towards fat and away from muscle. And you start losing the muscle, and as the muscle gets lost, those discs come down and start getting pounded on. And the process there, of course, is to try to recreate the hormonal balance of a younger person so that you have the ability to make muscle, and or to decrease the senescent cells that are inhibiting the growth and development of your muscle. And a woman in her 70s has almost always got a significant senescent cell load. And those senile cells are very actively interfering with the ability of the healthy cells to grow and heal and repair. So, you know, letting him take a look is one step. And he may or may not find something that he can do to help her. But the other thing is, I would love to do a full hormonal evaluation on her and see what her anabolic hormone load is. Because if it's as low as I'm going to guess, and if her percentage of muscle mass is too low, she's going to need some significant intervention. And it's not going to be surgery, and it's not going to be devices. It's going to be hormonal supplementation and lifestyle changes.
Well, she's packing around some extra pounds. She's not obese. Mm-hmm. Visually, but she's got some extra adipose tissue, and so do you think that? And I know you haven't seen her, but do you think that if losing a few pounds would make any difference either, or not?
Losing weight always helps, and that's because fat is not just a mechanical or a aesthetic issue. Fat is a very active cytokine peptide enzyme-producing gland. People often don't recognize that. There's a major glandular effect of being fat, and that fat increases inflammation throughout your body. And that inflammation produced by the excess fat raises your blood pressure, raises your risk of heart disease, diabetes, dementia, osteoporosis, degenerative arthritic changes. All of that is influenced by the amount of fat on your body. And so, you know, people sometimes say, you know, why do you hate fat folk? I don't. I love the fat folk. I hate what fat does to otherwise nice people. Fat is incredibly destructive. And so, yes, if I can make one change in America, it would be to make us a lean country, because we'd cut our medical care costs probably by 2/3 just by losing the excess fat in America.
Well, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yes.
And she's not active at all. Would Dr. Nelson be able to see abdominal fat or anything like that on an MRI, or would he actually see?
It depends on where the MRI was focused. You know, you can get an MRI of just a joint, or you can get one of the whole back. You know, we can even get total body MRIs and look at your bowel and so on. But those are, you know, it depends on what was ordered and what the radiologist did. And I have no way
Okay. Do you happen to have his number handy? Because I'm going to relay all this information to them. I sent a text and I said I was going to call. But it would be helpful if I had Dr. Dan Nelson's number.
Sure.
Oh, yes. We've got Dr. Dan Nelson's number. He is located at Pro Ortho. And the number to reach him is 425-823-4000.
823-4000?
That's it. Yes, 425-823-4000.
And then if she wants to get those hormone balances checked to see if she's really developing sarcopenia, she needs to come in and get our health analysis.
Yes.
Because we can check all of that for her at a very, very modest cost.
Absolutely. In fact, we're going to talk about that right when we come back from this break. Thank you for your call, Dorothy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep. The free health analysis can let our doctors know what you are at risk for, what could be going on in your body. We're going to talk about that and why longevity is here, sponsoring Leading Edge Medicine every week, because it's very important. Stay tuned. Dr. Mixon is back with more Leading Edge Medicine. And if you have a question for him, here is the number, 800-465-8770. Stay right there. Dozing just a minute ago. Whoa,
that should get you up.
Yeah, he'll wake you up. And we're glad you're here. Maybe you've got that second cup of coffee with you this morning. Tuning in to Leading Edge Medicine. We're glad you're here. Always, always welcoming your calls, your questions for the doctors here in the studio. Don't be shy. Give us a buzz. 800-465-8770. We are live in the studio. Now, Dorothy was just talking a minute ago. And Dr. Mixon, you mentioned the health analysis, which is what we still do here, and it's free at Longevity.
Yeah, we have basically it's a two-step process. Mm-hmm. We have the free health analysis appointment, in which case we will do an in-body test, and that's going to actually measure the amount of fat versus muscle in all four extremities and in the torso. And that's why that last lady, I think, would benefit from that measurement, because it'll tell us if she is deficient in central core muscle mass. And that makes a big difference. The other test we would do is a hemoglobin A1C, which will tell us the percentage of her red blood cells that have been damaged by blood sugar. That will give us an idea for how fast her brain is shrinking, what her risk of osteoarthritis is, her risk of dementia, heart attacks, that sort of thing. If that initial evaluation plus her history looks kind of worrisome, then we would do a full panel. We'll actually give her a 70 to 72 page printout that will talk about her inflammatory indexes, how much inflammation she's got systemically, what her growth hormone levels are, what all of her anabolic hormones are, as well as her other sex hormones. And it'll look at her liver and kidney function studies and a whole lot of other stuff. But the idea there is that test is about $600. Mm-hmm. But it allows my doctors to sit down with you for a full hour, go over your results, and give you a realistic appraisal of what it's going to take to get you where you want to go. This other lady that we were just discussing, I think that she really needs that, because it sounds to me, and again, this is a guesstimate. I haven't seen her labs. I haven't seen her studies. I'm getting a secondhand history from a neighbor.
Yes.
It kind of puts you at a real disadvantage. But my guesstimate is we've got a person who's got a combination of sarcopenia and diffuse inflammation that is causing her muscles to shrivel up and result in intractable pain. And we need to turn that around. We need to, you know, she probably needs senescent cell therapy. I know she was going to need the anabolic hormones just at age 73. You know, this is something that every older person needs to worry about. So, you know, if she can't bound up the stairs two at a time, her muscles are probably getting weak. If you remember what you did when you were a kid, you should be able to still do that. And if you can't, something's wrong.
There you go. Oh, and that's so important.
Yeah, and we want to fix it.
And we want to see you. Don't put it off. Come on in. We're still offering this free health analysis appointment for you, which is step one in getting back to feeling so much leaner, stronger.
Stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier.
Oh, and that makes you
happier.
Happier. This is what you need to do. In fact, you can do it right now. Go to the website, lmclinic.com. That is a shortened version of Longevity Medical Clinic. So all you have to do is do lmclinic.com. You can also call us, actually talk to somebody that can help you schedule that appointment at 866-86 Young. Longevity has clinics near you. There's got to be one close by. Linwood, Tacoma, and Kirkland. All right. You pick the day and the time that works best for you and your busy schedule, and we'll get you scheduled and feeling better. It's so much better in just months. And think of how you're going to feel by the end of the year and by next year at this time, because you started by making that phone call at 866-86-86-YOUNG. That's what you do for our free health analysis appointment at Longevity Medical Clinics. Okay. All right. We are going to head now back to, Golden Gardens, right in Seattle here. Robert is on the line. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine.
Hello, Robert.
Hello, thank you. Hopefully you can hear me.
I hear you just fine, sir.
Okay, great. I have a couple questions. One, I have a severe inflammation in my knees and also muscle weakness I think is tending towards sarcopenia. I'm going to my primary doctor. Could you suggest what test I would ask him, one test for each category, inflammation and muscle weakness? The second question is, as far as muscle wasting goes, I called you before about this, and I've asked about weight training and stuff, and you pretty much said, well, won't hurt you, will help a little, but you really need hormone supplementation. My question is, does the hormone supplementation actually regenerate, reverse tendon towards sarcopenia and build actual muscle, and is it a noticeable improvement? And also, when you told the lady that for you test for sarcopenia at a modest cost, were you talking about the in-body?
Okay, well, you've
lots of questions there.
You've given me an opening for an hour and a half dissertation. So.
Okay, should we start off with what tests he would need to ask his doctor to run for sarcopenia and the knee pain?
Well, the in-body will actually measure the amount of muscle versus fat in all four extremities and compare that to a age-normed nomogram of his age. Because we expect a 30-year-old to have a different amount of muscle and fat from a 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80-year-old. So there are age norm nomograms. But what we really want is to compare you to a younger person, because that's what we're after. Mm-hmm. I don't want my patients to be normal 70-year-olds. Because a normal, you know, normal's great when you're 18. By 50, normal's got serious drawbacks. By 70 to 80, normal stinks. Normal is not a good place to be.
No.
So we need to get rid of that concept that normal is our goal. Because normal's what usually happens. And what usually happens as you get old is not pretty. So I don't use age-normed values for myself or my patients. The testing you can do, well, like I said, we start with the in-body. And then there is a panel, our basic panel, which, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, you get about a 70 to 72-page printout. We're going to look at all of your anabolic hormones. We're going to look at your precursor hormones. We're going to look at your inflammatory markers. you know, if you want to tell your doctor what to check, and I got to tell you this, if you have to tell your doctor what to check, you got the wrong doctor.
Wrong doctor.
Right? Because he shouldn't be depending on you to know what he should be running. His high sensitivity complement reactive protein will give you an inflammatory marker. The anabolic hormones, he should be checking your pregnenolone, progesterone, estradiol, testosterone, dehydrotestosterone. Let's see what else. Obviously, your thyroid function, so we get free and total T3, T4, and TSH. Be looking at your liver enzymes, because with aging, we're concerned about fatty liver disease. Even if you're not a drinker, non-alcoholic fatty liver is legion these days. Your hemoglobin A1C, which will tell us what your blood sugar has averaged over the last 3 to 4 months. It doesn't tell us our peak in your valleys. Your insulin. And ideally, I'd like him to get a baseline insulin at fasting and then give you 65 grams of glucose and check it 30 minutes later so we see what your peak insulin and peak glucose are. And that'll tell us about your insulin resistance and how fast you're heading downhill from pancreatic function. Homocysteine, which tells us a lot about your metabolism and your nitric oxide production and the health of your mitochondria, which are the energy organelles within the cells to produce the energy for life. And that's a reasonable start.
Mm. There you go. And don't we do all of those tests at Longevity,
yeah,
Dr. Mixon?
We do them all.
Yes.
With others, too.
Yes. But, and you actually do things about those tests to bring
them
up. We do.
But, yeah, and, you know, we also, of course, measure your genome. We're looking at your APO epsilon studies to see if you're an epsilon 2, 3, or 4, which tells us your risk of dementia and heart disease. So, yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that we do that most doctors don't do. But, you know, there's the question is, do you want an amateur or do you want somebody that specializes in the field? Does that answer your question, sir?
Is that helpful, Robert?
Pretty much, but is it really that noticeable with the hormone supplementation as far as being...
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yes. Hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah, big yes. Yeah.
Some things you need to do, okay? First of all, everybody over about 55 or 60 has got an increasing senescent cell load. And so let me, oh, golly gee.
We're You've got about almost, 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can't do
That's
it
okay. We
minutes.
Can finish it on the other side of the break if
yeah,
you don't.
We will.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about senescent cell therapies on the other side of the break because this is critically important. But yes, look, I am 75. I turned 76 in August. Okay. I have had the normal hormone balance of a 25-year-old since I was 49 years old. I'm 6'4". 198 pounds. I can run 3 miles before I get at all short of breath. I can bench press over 200 pounds. You know, I dance, sing, and cavort late into the night, but that's because I carry significant amounts of muscle mass and relatively little body fat. And I do that because I have a young man's hormonal balance. And if you give a young man's hormone balance coupled with a decent diet and reasonable exercise and supplementation that has science behind it instead of wishful thinking, you don't have to go downhill at the usual and customary rate. It's just not necessary, you know. And so that's what Longevity Clinic is all about. I want you to be as strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy as humanly possible, as long in life as possible. So we got 1 minute till our break, but then we're going to come back and we're going to talk to you about senescent cell therapy.
Okay.
Okay, so, thanks. Thanks for answering that question. And I'll be hanging up, but I'll listen to your response on the other side.
Okay,
very good,
you take
Robert.
Care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, so much information. And may I add that Dr. Mixon has pops into the studio every Saturday morning, ready and raring to go with a big smile on his face, loving life. And you know what? That alone is worth making a difference in your health.
Boy. All right. Leading Edge Medicine is here, and we will be back. We're going to talk about the senescent cell therapy. Is that right? Did I say that right, Dr. Mixon? And your calls. We will get to you, Phil and Suzanne. You're next. And here's that number, 800-465-8770. Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back.